From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, January 6th. Coming up, we'll hear about a list of words that would-be guardians of the English language say should be banned for misuse and overuse. We'll learn more from Herb Trix coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A statewide ban on the sale and manufacture of assault weapons in Illinois is closer to passage. The State House of Representatives approved the ban early this morning. The proposal specifically bans dozens of weapons, along with magazines that can hold more than 12 rounds and rapid-fire devices. It also allows a court to confiscate someone's weapons for up to a year under a firearms restraining order. Outgoing House GOP leader Jim Durkin was the only Republican to support the bill. He says AR-15s were created for war and civilians shouldn't have them.
I'm not going to move on from Highland Park, for that matter, Chicago, or any other communities torn apart by these guns.
People who already own assault weapons would need to register them with the Illinois State Police. The measure now moves to the Senate. Illinois State Representatives also advanced last night a proposal meant to protect patients who get abortions and their providers, who are targeted by states that have banned abortions. Democratic State Representative Kelly Cassidy sponsors the bill. She says those doctors who lose their medical licenses in other states would not be penalized here, since abortion remains legal in Illinois.
If you have been targeted by your state and have been made unable to perform your craft because of unjust laws in your state and you want to bring your practice here, we're going to help facilitate that.
The measure says the state can't punish doctors if they're under investigation by another state for providing the procedure, and it expands insurance coverage for medically induced abortions, gender-affirming medications like hormones, and HIV preventatives. Republicans argue the proposal would further allow abortions by non-physicians. It still needs Senate approval. It's been 2 years since Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol to overturn the presidential election. About 35 Illinoisans have been charged in connection with the riot. As Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports, many have been sentenced to probation instead of prison time.
A 28-year-old from Ottawa received the longest prison sentence so far among Illinois insurrectionists, 18 months. John Seidel is a federal courts reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. He told the 21st talk show that one judge used probation sentences to prevent another crime.
These are, again, people who have no criminal history, law-abiding citizens up until the point of January 6th, and then they participate in this event. And it seemed important in that hearing to make sure that they remained under court supervision at the next election.
Seidel said there are still cases pending. About half of those charged have received sentences. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The University of Illinois is no longer requiring COVID-19 vaccines for students or employees. That means those who are unvaccinated no longer have to test regularly for the coronavirus. University of Illinois System President Tim Killeen announced these changes by email yesterday. Previously, those who were unvaccinated were required to test for COVID-19 once per week. Residents will still have access to free community testing hosted at the U of I's Urbana-Champaign campus. Shield saliva tests are available Monday through Friday at the Campus Recreation Center East. Students and staff can also pick up free rapid tests on campus throughout the spring semester. Still to come, we all have words we think are misused and overused. We'll hear from one group that tries to do something about that each year. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
You might remember the fire in 2019 that almost destroyed the Notre Dame Cathedral. Well, soon after that fire, a team of engineers and artisans set out to restore the historic landmark. Nova's Rebuilding Notre Dame traces the dramatic technical challenges going behind the scenes as carpenters and stonemasons use cutting-edge techniques and age-old skills to restore the Parisian landmark. It's a historic restoration project like no other. Watch this and other Nova programs with WILL Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Would-be guardians of the English language have spoken and banished another list of words and phrases for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. Herb Trix has more.
Starting in 1976, staff members at Lake Superior State University in Michigan's Upper Peninsula have collected nominations from people who are fed up with what they consider abuse of the language. And a lot of people are fed up. Spokesman Peter Zatmary says they received more than 1,500 nominations for the latest list. And they came from the U.S. and around the world, and not just from where you'd expect, say England and Australia, but also Belgium, Trinidad and Tobago, China, and Namibia. Namibia? And number one on the list is the acronym GOAT, which stands for Greatest of All Time.
As one of our nominators put it, its GOAT is applied to everyone and everything, from athletes to chicken wings. And if you think about it, how can anyone or anything be the greatest of all time anyway? Because time marches on, records fall. And another of our nominators, several of our nominators, were irked by how liberally this was sprinkled around like table salt on just about anyone who's really good.
Next on the banned list is what used to be a mathematical term, inflection point.
And one of our nominators pointed out its chronic throat clearing from talking heads, historians, journalists, scientists, etc. And that nominator said, its ubiquity has driven me to an inflection point of throwing soft objects about whenever the nominator hears it. And another of our entrants said, well, it's a pretentious way of saying turning point.
And when it comes to irritating, how about it is what it is?
Our nominator reasons were everything from, well, duh, to, of course it is what it is. What else would it be? It would be weird if it wasn't what it wasn't. And it's an excuse not to deal with or accept responsibility or reality. And in some instances, it's sort of dismissive and borderline rude.
Zatmary says each year the banished list reflects current events, whether it's political campaigns, wars, or the economy, and the entries often come from the talking heads on the all-news channels. Other entries on the new list include moving forward, where else would we go, absolutely, instead of just saying yes, and amazing.
But amazing, because when you think about it, not everything is amazing. Very few things are. And our nominators said things like it's a worn-out adjective for people short on vocabulary.
This is actually the second time for amazing. It was first banished back in 2012. Zatmary calls all of this a serious joke.
We all would like to communicate clearly. Sometimes we do, hopefully more times than not. But sometimes at least I fall victim to miscommunication. And this banished list is our serious joke attempt to get people to pay as close attention as they can to how they communicate and miscommunicate.
To make a nomination for next year's banished list, go to lssu.edu/banished words. You can also find lists of all the words and phrases dating back to 1976 by year or alphabetically. I'm Herb Trix.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have partly cloudy skies today with a high of 37 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, and Herb Trix. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.